It wasn't always easy, but the Vancouver Bandits triumphed over the Montreal Alliance 94-87 to become the first team to punch their ticket to the 2025 CEBL playoffs. Vancouver got up to as much as a 19-point lead early in the third quarter and looked well on their way to securing the victory. Unfortunately for them, Montreal wasn't willing to go down that easy and came roaring back to make it anyone's game heading into target time. The Bandits were led by Zach Copeland, who set a franchise record with 8 three-pointers, breaking his own previous record of 7. He finished with 36 points on the night, tying teammates Mitch Creek and Tyrese Samuel for the franchise record. Corey Davis Jr. had 14 points and 10 assists for his 4th double-double in the last 5 games, Mikhail McIntosh had 15 points and 7 rebounds, and Dwayne Notis notched 12 points in the win. "I've just been locked in these past few games," Copeland said from the sidelines following the game. "One of our main players in Mitch, Creek, was down today, so everyone had to step up and that's just what I was trying to do. Very important," he said about his team securing a spot in the postseason. "We want to establish home court advantage for the playoffs, so we just wanted to come in here and give it our all. It's been a tough road trip, 3 games in 4 days. So, we were just trying to finish strong." Things got off to a fiery start as the teams combined to hit 19 of 29 shots in the first quarter, including the Bandits making their first 8 from the field. Three-point shooting was pivotal to Vancouver's early success, as they hit their first 5 from beyond the arc and 6 total in the quarter. The second quarter saw a shift in momentum as the Alliance slowed the pace and let their defense take over, holding the Bandits to just 5 of 19 shooting in the period. Unfortunately for the home squad, three-pointers and second-chance points, an area in which the Bandits held a 13-0 advantage at the half, dictated the game and allowed the visitors to carry a 48-41 lead into the break. Coming into the second half, the Bandits looked to put the game away early by starting on a 16-4 run. After a pair of timeouts, the Alliance were able to chip away at the seemingly insurmountable lead by going on a 12-0 run of their own and cut the deficit down to single digits. "I think the biggest thing for us is just putting 40 minutes together," Abdul Muhammad said of his team's performance on the season. "There are times where we put 2 quarters, 3 quarters together, but putting together the full 40 is important in this league because any team can go on a massive run, just like you saw from us. Just putting 40 minutes together is big." Muhammad had 16 points, all of them coming in the second half, to go along with 4 rebounds. Kevin Osaw led the team with 17 points and added 5 rebounds, Tavian Dunmartin had 13 points and 8 assists, Odi Anisik had 11 points and 8 rebounds, while Shamil Stevenson added 10 points for the Alliance. "I put a lot of pressure on myself to help the team in any way," Muhammad said. "The organization, the coaches, and the ownership all look at me as a player that needs to contribute, so there's immense pressure, and I take it with full responsibility. Whatever the team needs, whether it's defense or making shots, anything, I'm willing to do it." Montreal was able to cut the lead down to 85-80 heading into target time, and even tied the game at 87-87 to give themselves a chance to win. But, a 7-0 run by the Bandits, capped by Copeland's record-setting three-pointer and a subsequent free throw, dashed the hopes of the home crowd. The loss dropped the Alliance to 6-8 on the season with just 2 wins in their last 10 games. It was the second straight win for the now 13-4 Bandits, who extend their lead at the top of the standings. 2 days earlier, the Bandits were trailing for a majority of their game against the Brampton Honey Badgers, but they ended up walking away with an 89-85 victory again their Ontario opponents. And while they were triumphant on July 11, that wasn't the case for the Bandits on July 10. In another Ontario games, this one in St. Catharines, the hosting Niagara River Lions downed the Bandits 96-77. Up next, the Vancouver Bandits return home following this 3-game road trip to face the Saskatchewan Rattlers on Friday, July 18, at Langley Events Center. Game gets underway at 7 p.m.